Welcome to GW DocPod. I'm your host, Dr. Andrew Wilner, Associate Professor of Neurology at the University of Tennessee Health Science Center and Division Director of Neurology at Regional One Health in Memphis, Tennessee. I invite you to listen as we discuss addiction prevention and pain treatment. Specifically, we'll be discussing the role of nerve blocks and progressive pain management in orthopedics with Dr. David Lutton, Assistant Clinical Professor in the George Washington University Department of Orthopedic Surgery at the George Washington University School of Medicine and Health Sciences, and a board-certified, fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon at George Washington University Hospital. For orthopedic patients, the spectrum of pain control includes post-op pain, because surgery has got to hurt, then pain control during the acute recovery, followed by pain control during rehabilitation. Opioids have traditionally been used for pain control, but as we have well learned, they have significant and potentially fatal side effects. Welcome. I'm looking forward to your views on this very challenging problem of pain control. Dr. Lutton, I'll wager that more than one patient has asked you, how much is this going to hurt? Do you do anything differently now to help limit the pain patients experience during surgery or in the post-op period?
Sure. That's probably one of the most common questions that I get when talking to patients preoperatively about their surgery. And so I think the first step in trying to minimize pain is educating a patient to what to expect, what to prepare for during surgery and postoperatively. I do like to talk to them about multimodal pain relief. One thing that sometimes gets missed is cryotherapy, meaning that we're going to manage patients' pain with their oral medicines, with their regional pain block, but then also pain relief utilizing a ice sleeve or frozen bags of peas can sometimes really do a good job of minimizing pain postoperatively.
Wow, low tech but effective. That's great. Let's talk about COVID. Now, COVID has changed so many things in our lives, from Zoom meetings to even wearing masks at restaurants. How has COVID changed what you do in the OR?
COVID has changed quite a bit with regards to the preoperative preparation for surgical intervention. GW has done a wonderful job helping us navigate kind of the uncharted waters of who to operate on and how to minimize our risks for the patient, for their families, but also for the surgical staff as well. And I think that we already were very, very prepared in the operating room with regards to sterile technique and everything else like this. It's simply trying to understand kind of who should go to the operating room and when they should go and how we can manage all of that.
What about going home? Is there any push to get them out of the hospital where, of course, there's a lot of patients who do have COVID?
That's a great point. So multimodal pain relief, probably the biggest boon to our patient care and patient discharge has been the tremendous pain relief with their interscalene catheters or other types of catheters that can be utilized to drip in numbing medications around nerves that would provide sensation in the area of our surgeries. So for example, pre-COVID, my shoulder replacements typically went home the day of surgery at about a 25% rate. Post-COVID, or I would say intra-COVID now, that rate is probably between 70 and 75%. So it has really facilitated us understanding and getting patients home to prevent them from contracting COVID.
Well, this multimodal pain relief sounds great. Dr. Lutton, before we close, if I were to come to you to get my shoulder fixed, how would you prepare me for this surgery?
That's a great question. The first thing is trying to educate a patient as far as what the procedure is going to be, how we're going to manage their pain afterwards, and then how to best prepare for all of this. And this can start as simply as I have what I like to call my commonly asked shoulder questions handout, which is 5 or 6 pages of different types of information describing what patients should be able to wear after surgery, how they should sleep, when can they drive, when can they type on a computer. So it's all kind of dials down to education. I want to educate my patients so that way they can really feel comfortable knowing what they're going into. And part of that is this perioperative pain management. So patients will not only receive that pamphlet, but they'll also receive a pamphlet specifically on the regional anesthesia. I talk to them ahead of time, so that way it's not the first time when they're going into the preoperative area that the anesthesiologist is bringing up this novel idea of managing pain. I want to preempt that and help them mentally prepare for it, because if they understand it, they also can bring down that natural anxiety or fear of pain after surgery, such that they can go into this with a more positive attitude. So ultimately, it's all about education and, you know, the mental preparation for what comes the day of surgery and the days following.
Well, now you've got a podcast to add to your educational materials.
Perfect.
Well, I'd like to thank you, Dr. Lutton, for bringing our listeners up to date on advances in orthopedic surgery and pain control.
Thank you very much for your time.
That concludes this episode of GW DocPod. Please visit gwhospital.com to get connected with Dr. Lutton or another provider, or call 1-888-4GW-DOCS to schedule an in-person or virtual appointment. I'm your host, Dr. Andrew Wilner. Thanks for listening.